So let's go ahead and do that. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the ability to go and work, Father, to gain wealth. Father, we thank you for your blessings in our lives. Father, we present to you today our tithes and our offerings, Lord. I pray that you bless them as you have said in your word. And Lord, I know the people standing in here today would testify to the fact that you are faithful to your word. I present it to you now, Lord God, precious and holy, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated for a few minutes. Miss Vicki, you're first up.
Volunteer forms back there on the table. Just have to fill out your name and address and stuff. Absolutely.
Like I said, I don't remember how many boxes did we have last year. Didn't I remember?
We just shy of 500.
A lot.
And then as far as the drop cup relay center, it was.
So, you know, I don't really believe in setting goals because too many people get way into that and are upset when we don't make it. Start bragging if we do. That's not what we're here for.
Amen.
We're going to make those boxes and we're going to spread the name of Jesus Christ all over this world.
Yes.
One child at a time.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen. Any questions? No? Let's do it, guys. We can. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Miss Vicky. So, obviously, if anybody wants to volunteer, most of you have volunteered, you know, talk to Miss Vicky. She can get you on the schedule. And work around your work schedules and stuff, and it's really is rather fun. Before I forgot, I meant to say something first. Prayer request slips, if you have them, give them to an usher, or you can bring them up here in a minute or after I'm done here in a little bit. We'll pray for them if they're not already in the offering container. They'll pull them out of the offering container, and we'll pray over them because today is war on the floor. And I'm going to tell you right now, listen, God moves. God is working in people's lives. Things are changing. Things are happening. God only ever asked us to have patience. I know we like, God, I wanted you to move yesterday. Well, hindsight, how many of you ever stopped and did that? Looked back on hindsight and said, you know what? If we'd have moved yesterday, this would have happened. If I'd have left the house 10 minutes earlier, I can't tell you how many times I'd go to Columbus. If I'd left the house 10 minutes earlier, I'd have been involved in an over 20-car pileup. As it was, I was able to just scoot right around them. But, so don't lose your patience on that, folks. Also, next week, as you read your flyer there, we will be, it's our celebration of Veterans Day. Now, I had asked for... We have something we're going to do, but I would like to... We're going to be playing some patriotic music next week, so if you're offended by that, I don't recommend you come. And I really don't care. I got a shirt that says that now. I really don't care. I'm only allowed to wear it in the house, though. But anyhow, We're going to particular. I'm going to try to find some videos of some of the branches that aren't represented here, but I know we have a couple Army guys, Army dogs. I've already got, just so you know, if you don't have a preferred video, I'll pick one for you. you know I would do good. I wouldn't do anything to dishonor my brothers in arms. But anyhow, if you have one that you've seen on YouTube that you really like, let me know about it. But anyhow, we will be doing that next week. Now, we have the privilege today of dedicating a precious young lady to the Lord. And you, as many of you know, pretty much when you dedicate the baby, you know, the child's got to grow up and make a decision on their own to serve God. Okay? What I pretty much do is I charge the parents and the grandparents, and anybody else involved in that child's life, to live a good life in front of that child. Because that's who they're looking at. So moms and dads, if you think that, you know, your bad habits aren't being picked up, I can promise you they are. My kids have said, Dad, we know. Really? So they know. I knew. And so you pick up those bad habits and, you know, that's what they're going to do. They're going to do the same things. But I do this to charge those who can help form that child's life. If a child is raised up in knowing about God and loving God and seeing parents and grandparents and family members who love God, who truly love God and are sincere about that, when they get out on their own, they can make the right choices. Now, I know many of us say, "Oop, yeah, I didn't do so hot there." Well, that's where God's grace comes into play. He's still operating in grace. Grace didn't run out yesterday. Did y'all know that? I love what your mercies are new. Mercy and grace are pretty much close to being the same thing. Your mercies new, Lord, they're new every morning. So if I could have Clint, Brooke, Cameron, and Aubrey, and the rest of the family to come forward. We're going to dedicate this happy surprise. This, what, one in how many million chance? Yeah, she's a miracle. So, you know, we get to do, and these are our family too, just so you know. Now, the hilarious part is, this is my niece. That's my great nephew. I'm a great uncle. Now, how many of y'all remember great uncles that were this young? It's a little weird to me. My only great uncle had fought in World War II. So I was like, my image of a great uncle was old. But if I stop and think about it, all my great uncles would have been about my age when I was born. So, but anyhow, but this is something fun to do. And I'm going to get to hold her. I got to hold her when she was born. Come here, honey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's smiling, by the way. Yes. And she's laughing. You want to look around to see the people that you see the back of their heads? Oh, yeah, you got her attention now. But anyhow, so, you know, and I find it to be an honor to be able to do this, especially for family, but for anybody in here as well. But when it's family, it's something a little bit different. So having said that, I'm going to turn around and address the family, because we have grandparents and great-grandparents, aunts, nephews and cousins all up here. I'm going to charge you today to live your life before God, that you would not be embarrassed for her to find out. So many people today live a double life, and they don't want their children to know what they did. We all mess up. Fess up to it and move on. But before her today, I charge you to live a godly life. She is just smiling. It's kind of hard to be really serious when they're so infectiously smiling. But to mom and dad, you have a great responsibility. You now have two. Your love didn't drop for the one. You just expanded. Live your life before her. She will see everything you ever do. Oh, you want to see Grandma over there too? So let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this precious life. Lord, we present her to you today as precious, as holy. Lord, I thank you for her. We dedicate her today, Lord. And we all, as her family, dedicate our lives to live righteous before you, to do that which is right. Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, for a wonderful, wonderful child. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to give her back to Mama. And she is how old now?
4 months today.
4 months today. Okay.
22 pounds.
22 pounds. But that's such a blessing. She's our Cabbage Patch doll. So, and I believe Aunt Angela has something. Oh, and this is a certificate. I believe there's actually two of them in there because we couldn't remember which one he gave you for Cameron. So we have two types of paper. So you can take your pick. All right. Well, I'm... Blessings. It is warm up here. All right, at this point, the junior church is dismissed. We'll let the kids go. They are going to be packing shoe boxes today. They're going to get their little assembly line going in there. The regimental commander's taking the troops back. Yes, if you have a prayer request, it's filled out. Go ahead and give it to our usher. Oh, don't worry about it. Because we have war on the floor, I'm not going to preach too long today. That's what she was just asking me. I forgot verses, but I didn't actually forget them. I told you last week, we're going to start talking about unforgiveness. I'm going to kind of give you a prelude to the message we're going to jump into next week. Because, in my opinion, Jesus said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." And you made it a den of thieves. Not only were they stealing from the people, they were stealing the power of God's answered prayer to us. But they weren't praying. They were just there praying, P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. They weren't there to pray for things. They were there to pray, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not as this sinner across the street." Jesus said, "That man's a hypocrite." And we are called to pray. I know a lot of people think, "Well, all you do is pray. All you do is pray." Listen, when things boil down to it, if it come down to blood and guts, I'll be there. But I'm one who likes peace. Peace first. Let's give it a chance. But when it boils down to it, I'm ready. But I don't want God's people walking around in unforgiveness. Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, you're not in unforgiveness. You are not robbing the person or people that you are holding in unforgiveness. You're not stealing anything from them. You are the only one hurt. Now, in unforgiveness, let's talk about a couple different things. There are real offenses. Jesus said, "Woe to those who cause offense." He called it a trap. That's what that word means, scandalon. It means a trap. You can think of, y'all ever saw on TV, they always used a rope and a tree, and they made a little noose and a rabbit supposed to. How many of you ever tried that? I never could get it to work, but I always thought, boy, wouldn't that be cool to catch my brother or something and sling him up in the air. But that never happened. There are real offenses. And then there are perceived offenses. Perceived offenses are when somebody just said something and it set you off and you have no idea why. But suddenly you're mad at them and they are now on your enemies list. The truth of the matter is you were already offended. When you're already offended, you will find every little thing to be offended about. Somebody says, "Nice car." "What do you mean by that?" "I meant nice car." People can't take jokes. I'll promise you right now, they're offended. Primarily because they probably weren't good at telling jokes. Somebody just got offended. I can promise you. I hear it all the time. But when we're offended, we will find things to be offended about. That's what's wrong with this nation today. We are an offended nation. I normally don't watch the news on Sunday morning, but for some ungodly reason, I woke up an hour early. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I woke up, I was like, "You got to be kidding me. I can sleep for another hour, but I'm wide awake." So I got up, and she was exercising, watching the news, and they were talking about all this Antifa garbage going on, the anti-fascists, which they're so offended they don't realize they are actually the fascist. But that's what we have going on in this country. People are so offended. We're dragging it. It's nothing new to you. They're dragging it back to the Civil War. We're offended at that. Well, let's just keep going further back. As I've already told you, my family was from Scotland, but they got there because they were Viking. So you're going to be offended because somebody about 500, 600 years ago, maybe further than that, went around and maybe killed one of your relatives? Let's get over it. Oh, wait a minute. Let's stop. Let's get offended because my family's also Irish. Or because, you know, they were Catholic and I'm Protestant. You know, well, we can't talk to you now. See, we're offended at every little thing. The church gets offended. Well, you know, I can't believe this. I can't believe that church is doing that. Are you called to be their judge? I'll answer that for you. No. You're not called to be anybody's judge. Because when you're judging, you're placing yourself in the position of God Almighty. And let's remember where that got Lucifer. Because remember, I read this, I talked about this last week. One of the charges against him was he corrupted his justice. He was a judge. He corrupted justice, that which was right. And because of that, he decided, I'm God. I'm better than God. That's what we do when we judge people. And that boils right down into pride. The arrogant type of pride. So when we're in unforgiveness, folks, we're always on pins and needles. We've all worked with somebody that was like this. You just had to watch what you said, how you worked around them. They're offended, I promise you. They need to sit down and they need to get rid of the offense. Well, I can't get rid of the offense because the person's no longer alive. Well, let's be honest. They don't know they offended you to begin with, and or they don't care. You know, like I said, some people might be offended because I said, I don't care if you're offended next week that we're going to play patriotic music. There's an American flag right there by the door, and it will continue to fly as long as I'm alive. I've had people leave because I've said stuff like that. Hasta la vista. This is still the United States of America. But again, we're offended. We're offended because this church is a little bigger. We're offended because, well, you know, my brother or sister across the aisle, you know, they just got a new vehicle. Why don't I have a new vehicle? Well, why aren't you asking yourself that? You're the reason you don't have a new vehicle. You're the reason. You make the decision. Let's get something straight about God and his decisions. He leaves it up to you to obey. And if you don't obey, you suffer. It's in the Bible all the way through. If you obey, you will eat of the fat of the land. If you disobey, well, guess what? It's going to get a little rough. Somewhere, typically, we are disobeying God. And God is not real pleased with that. But we will disobey God and be offended at our brother or our sister. Well, you know, that person up there, they think they're better than me. Well, I'm going to tell you, I've heard this argument. Why do they think they're better? Well, look at how they dress. What does how a person dress have to do with them thinking they're better than you? It doesn't. It has nothing to do with them thinking they're better than you. They just like to dress up. I like to wear a suit from time to time. Just don't try to tell me I have to be in a suit all the time. You know, my Marine dress blues, they looked really nice. But you can ask my wife. You weren't going to get me in them very often. Because the second I put them on, guess who's getting judged? Every Marine around is looking at your uniform. Trust me. I've done it. But when we are offended, folks, we don't realize it makes us a fool. We say stupid things, we do stupid things because we're offended at somebody and we shouldn't. But we don't realize it. See, that's the hideous thing about being offended. You don't realize how you're perceived. You're more worried about how everybody thinks about you. And some of you may not be. And honestly, there's a part of it that's really good. But the part that's not good is when we do stupid things because we're offended. We've heard the saying, cut off your nose to spite your face. That person's offended. Well, God's not going to bless me through that person. I don't care how God's blessings come. They can come on the back of a Dodge truck for all I care. I got him. Clint looked up. He knows I'm kidding. But you see what I'm saying? We got a couple Dodge fans back here. But I did that to prove a point. I really don't care. If you know me, I will drive anything. I really will. Except a Kia. I don't want to drive anything that the initial spelled killed in action. Just, okay, now that I got your mind off of being offended about Dodge, I really don't care. I think they sound awesome. Every brand of truck's got its problems. That's all there is to it. It's just what you like the best at that time. But we will have people offended at that. People will get offended over me saying something about the Browns or the Steelers or the Buckeyes. Come on. I'm not moved by that stuff. If you're moved because, you know, y'all remember Pastor Bob from up in Michigan. He's a Buckeyes fan. He had to quit saying anything about sports because one of his people in his church would get offended and get bent out of shape every time. So he had to stop it. I'm not going to stop it. I'm going to tell you, grow up. That's what's wrong with America. We're a bunch of babies. Well, I think it was a Muppet song. It was on, I think, Sesame Street. Because I'm a baby, goo goo, wah wah. I can remember that part of the song. I had little brothers and sisters. I heard it a lot. Because I'm a baby. Amy Grant sang a song about being a fat, 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 fat little baby. That's Christians. We can quote the Bible. We got the biggest King James that they sell. But we're babies. Let me tell you when you grow up. When you can forgive. When you can forgive legitimate hurts. And that's what you need to get back to. Is what is a legitimate hurt? Did the person attack you? I got to listen, this is something you can ask my boys. I've seen them deal with it. In 16 years, there have been people that have said and done some pretty stupid things, said about me or done some stupid things to me. And my boys, I've raised them right. They were just boys, but boy, they wanted to fight. But I had to teach them about forgiveness. They didn't need to bite on that hook, that bait of offense, and snag them. That's what kept me pulled back and reserved for so many years, as I was offended. And as I've looked back, I've tried to judge. I thought, well, a couple of those things were just stupid things. But then others were significant, and they were legitimate offenses. And the thing is, I've not been, the one person has since passed away. And to be honest with you, a lot of times I have found it doesn't pay to go talk to somebody. Anybody figured that out sometimes? They don't want to know. They really don't care. So I've had to forgive them. And I just have to try to make sure that I'm not doing something that is legitimately causing somebody hurt. Attacking your family. That would be one thing. That's the one that got me. I had a pastor and an elder attack my dad. The Gutless Wonders didn't have the decency to talk to him. He talked to a 16-year-old boy. Instead of going after talking to the 36-year-old man. Oh, don't think that they got away with it. The pastor lost his job and the elder lost his farm. Same year. Coincidence? I didn't pray it. I just knew how hurt I was. Because I'd actually looked up to these guys. See, that's a legitimate. But to say whether I think Pittsburgh's better or Cleveland Browns are better, well, y'all know how I kind of feel about that. Especially right now, I don't really care. Until those bunch of boys become men, I really don't care. I haven't watched a football game for the NFL for 2 years. But I don't care. I don't care if the Browns win or the Steelers win. I like watching the Buckeyes play when they show up to play. I didn't get to see last night's game, but I heard a little bit about it. But you see, people will be offended. Well, you know, Pastor, he's biased about that. Listen, if you come to me and ask me which branch of the military I think is greatest, I'll tell you right now, I'm totally biased. If you don't want your son or daughter joining the Marines, don't send them to me. But I'll be honest with you, I do know it's not for everybody. If they want to make a long career and they're not into roughing it up and stuff, join the Air Force. When I was in, they had air-conditioned tents. They had maids that came and cleaned their rooms and cleaned their plates. I was like, wow, boy, did I mess up. Each one of them had their own room. I shared a room with 6 guys, and that was cut down from 30. Yeah, I got to stay in those barracks from the Vietnam era, but I didn't have to live in them for long. But I'm going to be a little biased. But you know what? It doesn't mean I don't love my brothers in the other branches any less. As a matter of fact, I've had to learn, you know, I know a lot of guys would have already taken offense to that, but being offended is not offended is actually a full-time job. The other day I was coming out of Home Depot and I had my Marine Corps hat on, and a guy was getting out of one of those electric wheel carts, and he said, "What's a young strapping young man like you doing joining the Marines?" I thought, first off, thank you, sir, for that compliment. And I was like, I've never heard that one. And, you know, we talked. He had joined the Army. He just basically whacked me across the kneecaps with a ball bat. But, you know, we can joke like that without being offended, because we first off realize everybody has a job to do. Everybody has something they have to do. Well, you know, I think the praise team just gets way too much attention up there. They are kind of in the front. They're going to get all the attention. Trust me, you don't want the attention when they mess up. And sometimes only the sound people know when they mess up. We're like, okay, that chord sounded a little bit off. Or that beat sounded a little, where'd that one come from? They just keep plugging through. They got to live with it. And if you want this job, I've been trying to give it away for 16 years. I would so much rather be an usher. I liked being an usher. I liked being the sound guy. And I love being a pastor. But I'm going to tell you right now, I couldn't be where I'm at today if I had not chosen to forgive those men who I looked up to. If I hadn't forgiven them, I can promise you right now, I would not be a third of the person I believe I am. You know, the older we get, the greater we were. That kind of. But God is not interested in how much you know. He's not interested in what you did. I want you to remember something, folks. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he had been beaten, He had had the hair pulled out of his beard, possibly out of the top of his head. They spit on him. I'm going to tell you right now, you want to fight with me? Spit in my face. If you walk away with your teeth, thank God for his mercy. I had somebody do that once, and if it weren't for the fact that I was 9 and he was 17 and was sitting on top of me. By the way, this is the same guy I later threw rocks at on top of the barn. He wasn't exactly innocent in all of this. I could be rotten, but I'd retaliate. But Jesus had people spit in his face, people that he probably preached. They were probably sitting on the front row, amening him. And now they turn against him. Remember, the crowd brought him in saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna." A couple days later, crucify. And his words on the cross, "Father, forgive them." Those words right there summed up his ministry. He forgave them, and now he wanted God to forgive them. Now on that, you have to think about the love of a father towards a son. You can do what you want to me. I can promise you that. But you lay a hand on one of my boys, you catch my breath. I don't care if you are half my age and twice my size. One of us is going to the hospital with bite marks. I can promise you, I'm going to get whooped. But you're going to go with bite marks because I will fight to the tooth. And thanks to the dentist, I got one right here. It's got a little sharp edge. I know because I catch it with my tongue. But God's love is based on... God's love is based on, folks, just loving us. We should love all people. Like I said, I know this sounds like more than a prelude, but we're going to get nitty-gritty next week and show you about how unforgiveness crept into people's lives and destroyed them. Unforgiveness will hinder everything in your life. You will not be able to pray clearly and straight because you will be praying with a prejudice on your shoulders. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Bible says that when that which is perfected, which is talking about love in that chapter, then that which is in part, speaking of tongues, will pass away. Some people said it's the Bible, but it's not. And I'm going to tell you right now, we have more need of praying in the Spirit now than ever. Yes. Because we don't know how to pray. Because I know not everybody in here agrees with the way things are going in this country. Some people were, I'm one of those, I wanted change. And not the kind Obama gave me. But I prayed for him. You hear me? I prayed for him. I didn't pray about him. I didn't pray against him. I prayed for him. I prayed God to lead him. And whether I like it or not, the Bible says that all authority has been given by God. And to those who are in power, they're there because God said so. But you got to remember, for this world to get brighter, it's got to get dark. The church has been sitting in the back a little too long. We're just this little dim thing because, well, you know what? We've got a lot of light. We got a law. We got legalism. We no longer have God's mercy and God's love. We have legalism. And this is, they say, how you're holy. Well, you're holy if you wear a tie. You're holy if you wear your hair cranked up in a bun or you don't wear makeup. You're holy, you know, if you grow a beard with no mustache. Because mustache is pride. That's the belief of the Amish. I'm not making this stuff up. But if I were to poll every one of you, you'd have a different opinion about different things that's going on with our current president, with Congress. There's a lot of things I agree with and some things I disagree with on both sides. But the fact that we're not bringing God into the situation and praying about it is the problem. So today, one of the things we will be praying for is our government. So if you have cards, Joe's, I think, got a handful of them for me already, so it sounds like some of you may have already got them out there. Those of you that are new to this, we will pray. But almost, you know, just here's what I like to see. You know, most of the time I don't have people, Lord, you know, pray for me, bless me. I got one person praying for a lot of people who are having back issues. Somebody else, I got several people battling cancer. People wanting the gospel of Jesus Christ to spread. You know, rarely have I seen any that come across and say, just bless me. See, that's what people think prayer time is. No. If you got, listen, here's what I'm going to let you in on, a little secret about my prayer. Me and God had a talk yesterday. It's a talk. I talked to him just like he was my friend, because he is. I was walking in my driveway, and I started talking to God, because I had a problem. And it was going to whoop me. Or I was going to whoop something. You know, what is it, the old, Jerry Clower, boy up in the tree with a bobcat. And he's up there screaming, him and the bobcat going around. And he screamed down, shoot, shoot. He said, I can't shoot, you're in the way. He said, just shoot one of us. We need some relief up here. That's kind of where I got to. And I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't get down on my knees. I didn't cry and beg God. I talked to him as if he's a man. Walking right there. Because you know what? The Bible says he's never going to leave me or forsake me. No matter what I get into, he's got my back. As a matter of fact, he had already showed me what was going to happen before it happened. So I was able to get a little prepared. I already knew when it happened what was coming down. So, doesn't take the sting out anymore. But it just helped me to get through it. So, I'm going to be praying for these. And if you're unfamiliar with a spirit-filled church, we do pray in tongues. I believe there's responsibility in that. If you notice, we haven't had a bunch of people running around here like chickens with their heads cut off. Because that's not what the Holy Spirit's about. But I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen God's answered prayers in many situations. We don't know why some of these things have happened, but we do know God does. And that He will move on them. So, let's go before the Lord, pray, and we're going to believe God's going to do some great things. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I come before You today in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. Lord God, You said that if we would come before You in the name of Jesus, that You would hear our prayers and that You would answer them. Now, Father, we trust that as we come before You, Lord, first off, that You know better in all these situations than we do. And so, Father, we pray, as we begin to pray for these people, Lord, we thank You that people are being healed, people are being ministered to, and that things are being set right that the enemy has come set up against them. Father, we begin to pray for all these people here, particularly in this body, who have back injuries, Lord. I pray for them right now, Lord. I pray that You begin to touch them, strengthen the muscles and the tendons, and restoring the discs and the vertebrae, Lord God. Father, I thank You and praise You that You're relieving the pressure. You're healing and strengthening them right now in Jesus' name. And Father, we continue to pray for Bob Rule, Lord God. We know he's had some setbacks, and Father, I pray first off that that he will come to find his peace in you, Lord, amongst above all else, Father, so that he too can believe, not in a fairy tale or not in a trinket, but Lord God, he can believe in you and have that relationship with you, that you can bring him this peace as he battles his cancer. And Lord, we pray, I pray for Monica, Lord. I know she's got a lot of people in her chair every day. Father, I pray that you give her the boldness to speak to them, Lord, to bring life into them, to tell them about Jesus, to share what God has done in her. Lord, I pray that you begin to move and operate through her to minister life to people, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Father, we also pray, Lord, and right now, particularly the five surrounding counties touching this county, including us, Lord, all six counties, Father, we pray for the prosecutions, the prosecutors, we pray for the police officers, Lord, that are dealing with these drugs. Lord, there have been many, many, many overdoses here as of recent, even. Lord, I pray right now that drug dealers start making stupid mistakes. Lord God, that people trafficking this stuff will be caught and they will be put in prison, Lord. Father, but not just, but Father, so that they too can be saved. I know as awful as that sounds, Lord, it's your will that nobody would perish. So Father, we do pray that they will be removed out of this, Father, so that they can come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ in all of this. Hallelujah. And Father, we pray for Matt. And Lord, we ask that you give him a safe return to Korea, Lord Father. And as he moves from Korea over to Japan, Father, I thank you and praise you. You're setting angels round about him, Lord God, to take him to his next duty station safely in Jesus' name. And Father, we continue to pray for Tammy's cousin. Lord, you know what's going on in her life, Father. We thank you and praise you that you're touching her spine. You're healing this, Father, in these spots, Lord God. They will turn out to be nothing. Nothing in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray that, Father, as we've seen things turn around for Sally, Lord, we know you can turn things around for her son. So, Father, I pray that you begin to lead him to a job, Father, where he can stand on his own two feet. He can provide for his family. In Jesus' name, I thank you and praise you that you're bringing him around into that, Lord. And not only that, Lord, but that he would also, in all of this, come to recognize you as his provider and as his Savior. Hallelujah. And Father, we continue to lift up Mackenzie, Lord. You know what's breaking her heart. You know what's tearing at her, Father. I pray right now that you help her. Father, you intervene right now in her life. Lord, help her to set this stuff in order. Lord God, that give her the courage to speak to somebody, whoever she needs to speak to, Lord God. Bring them into her life, Father, that she may open up and that she may be free from this. And Father, I bind the devil right now in the name of Jesus from continuing to speak lies into her. Father, she is worth everything. You said for one you would send Jesus Christ, so she is worth the Son of God. Father, I thank you and praise you that you're moving right now to illuminate the beauty of life to her right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we also pray for the crops that need to be getting in this weather. Father, we pray for a break in the weather so that the farmers may continue to get their harvests in and keep the economy moving in their world as well, Lord God. I thank you and praise you that this is happening, Father, because not only dry weather benefits them, but a lot of others. So, Father, I thank you and praise you. You're moving in that. And, Father, we pray for Israel. Lord, you know what's going on in their leadership. You know what's being set up against them, Father. We pray that you continue to keep your hand on them, Father, that you protect them from Hezbollah and from every outside influence that is set to destroy them. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And Father, we pray for Ted's daughter. Lord, I pray that you continue to work in her life. Father, move her heart closer to you. Father, move her physically someplace where she can find you, that she can get to know you personally. Father, I thank you and praise you that you're providing for all of that. Lord, you're opening the doors for that. Hallelujah. Father, this is an issue we continue to take a stand with. Lord, Father, this spirit of abortion that is running America. Lord, I pray right now that every woman out there would realize that it is life that is growing in their womb, that it is a miracle growing in their womb. Father, I pray that they begin to see that. And that, Lord, that may they may not be ready to raise a child, but in that, Father, that maybe they would see that it's not the child's fault and that abortion is not an option. Lord, I pray for the exposure of all of the truth about abortion, about plans that have been made in the dark. And Father, that America would give a rip again, that we would care, that we have killed more people in this country than any war. Hallelujah. And also, Father, we know that the United States is amongst the top factors in the human trafficking trade. We're one of the top abusers of this trade, Lord. I pray right now, Lord God, you begin to operate. We speak out from this state and for this to go forth. Lord, they call Ohio the heart of it all. May life flow free from Ohio. That people who are being trafficked, young ladies, young boys, men and women that are being trafficked across this country for the sex trade, for illegal operations, Lord, right now, that they would be found safe, Lord God, and that the people bringing them in and harming them, Lord God, would be prosecuted to the fullest extent of our laws. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we pray for Whitney right now. Lord, I thank you and praise you that you're touching her and you're relieving this pressure right now in Jesus' name until she can have this fixed. Lord, I thank you and praise you right now. You're touching her teeth, these wisdom teeth right now, Lord God. I pray for relief in them and any infection to be gone in Jesus' name. I thank you and praise you, Lord, that you're ministering this relief to her. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, we take a stand against this lump that Mandy has found. Lord God, it is not of you. You didn't put it there. You did not create it. So we command it to be gone according to the stripes of Jesus Christ. She is healed and she is whole. There is nothing there. Father, I thank you and praise you that this is nothing to be of concern. That, Father, that her relief and her mama, they can all breathe easy because it is not what the devil has said it is. Yes, Lord. And Father, we continue to pray for those, the many people we seem to have known in the last several weeks who have lost loved ones. We continue to pray for their peace and their comfort, Lord. We know that there's a void there now, Lord, but we know that you can help take the sting out of that, Father, that they will never stop missing them, but they can always remember them in their hearts. Father, I thank you that you're filling those voids with your love and with your peace and compassion. And Lord, we pray for Maggie and ask, Lord, that you lead her and guide her, Father, especially in light of recent revelations from work, Father. Father, first off, I take a stand against every person who is plotting against her in Jesus' name. Father, that are making her job harder. I take a stand against them, Father, and I call heaven and earth as witness against them, that they shall not get away with spreading lies and rumors and discontent. Father, that all who are doing this against a child of God would be stand accountable in Jesus' name. But Father, also that you open the doors, the proper doors for her after all this is settled, to have the job that will bring her the joy that she seeks from working in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we continue to pray for Sandy. Father, you see what's going on with the circulation and healing in her legs. Lord, I pray that you begin to open up those veins, cause the blood to flow properly and freely through her veins, her arteries, her vessels, capillaries, everything, Lord God, that those muscles will get the blood they need to operate. Father, strength will return in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we also pray for Sherry Wood, Lord. The doctors say she has throat cancer, but Father, your word says that if we can take a stand, we can believe that all things are possible, then Lord, we believe that this cancer has to go in Jesus' name. I thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you are touching her. You are healing this, that Father, this diagnosis is going to change because this cancer is going to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And Father, we continue to pray for our country. Lord, for the unrest that's going in, Father, I pray again, Lord, that those who are stirring strife and discontent, Lord God, would be exposed, Father, and that the mass of the people would not believe this garbage anymore. Father, we pray for our president. We pray that you give him wisdom. Father, give him courage, give him strength. Lord God, I thank you and praise you, Father, that many things are in the books to be changed. Father, and I believe that you are using him to change things back. Father, I thank you and praise you that not only for him, but Lord, that you're bringing Congress and our Senate together. Lord God, I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, or what. Father, that they will come together and finally quit fighting. And they will say, we will do this because the country needs it. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the protection of our troops. Lord God, as they stand in harm's way, we pray for their protection, Lord. We thank you for their sacrifices to their families. Lord, we thank you that their families are safe, Father, back here in the United States. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that you continue to move mightily in people's lives, opening the doors for them, revealing truth that was never revealed before. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want you to know, the reason we pray against cancer, we've had quite a few people healed. Miss Cheryl's sister, she's cancer free. There's no cancer. So, you know, so yeah, I know it's kind of bold for me to say cancer be gone. Listen, it has a knee and it has to bow. It has a name, but it's no greater. We sang it, there's only one name, the name of Jesus. That doesn't mean we can go out and do whatever we want. Praise God. Well, I want to let you know God is still on the throne. You take a stand. You believe. Don't believe the lies that people are telling you. Don't believe the lies that are being stirred. That's not the truth. There is no truth in a lie. Well, you know, there's a little bit of truth. No, once a lie is spoken, it's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. It's a lie. A lie is a lie. Truth is truth. There's no lie in a truth. So there cannot be a truth in a lie. The whole thing is a lie. I know there's some that want to argue me with that, but you're not changing my mind because I refuse to believe the lies that people are speaking. I don't care what people are speaking. Well, I can say I don't care, but my wife will tell you. She's the one that pulls me down off the ceiling fans. You do not have to accept what a doctor says. It may be a fact. I'm not saying that they didn't find something. I'm saying it's not there. That's what Hebrews 11:1 says faith is. It's a confidence that things that aren't will be, and the things that will be won't be. I like to always think of Mr. Scrooge. Y'all remember he goes through those three ghosts, and he said, finally he gets down to the point, he says, are these the things that will be, or are these the things that can be changed? My future's not written. Your future's not written. Oh, but there's a prophecy. It's bad. No. No. You know how many times God gave Israel a chance and he brought a prophet to him and he said, this is what's going to happen if you don't turn. Which is what the whole ridiculous thing about Jonah was. He went and he preached repentance. They repented and he got mad. Isn't that what you wanted? No, he wanted to see hellfire and brimstone brought down. He wanted judgment. Because he had been offended, I'm sure, by somebody in Nineveh. If you watch VeggieTales, he maybe got slapped with a fish. All right, let's stand. Do you know where they got that whole fish thingy? Nineveh was known for worshiping the great fish. I didn't realize that. Well, folks, God is still on the throne. God is a good God. I believe that as you go out this week, people are going to be blessed just because they met you. That you can bring life to somebody just by saying hi. Having said that, open your mouth. If they don't reply back, don't worry about it. Don't get offended. If you want to hear more about being offended, come next week. For those of you that got offended this week, come next week. I might be able to offend you some more. I don't know. All right, let's pray. We'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for this day. Lord God, I thank you for your love for mankind, that you sent Jesus Christ to be the sacrifice, to take our place, Lord God, that we no longer had to die spiritually, Father. Even though our bodies still die, we are no longer separated from you. Father, I thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells inside of me to empower me to live in this world, to be able to listen to you, to follow your leading and your guiding. Father, I thank you for each and every person in here today. Lord, I bless them. Father, bless where they work. Father, bless their households. Father, bless the endeavors of their hands as they go forth. May all that they do for good prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.